Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the amazing Cody Snodgrass. Cody is our CIA munitions contractor that refused to take a duffel bag of $500,000 to blow up the Alpha B. Murrah buildings that had the medical records of our veteran troops exposed to depleted uranium or the experimental anthrax vaccine because they gave the vaccine to our troops prematurely from the Bioport facility in Michigan at the research facility, and had given the actual weaponized anthrax to Saddam Hussein to kill off in the Iraq-Iran war because there were 12-to-1 ratio of Iranian to Iraqi troops. And it poisoned our troops exposed to this vaccine and also exposed to depleted uranium munitions. And the worst thing was what's called blue fire, where ammunition bounces around side of Bradley. And then the vapor from the nanoparticles. I had one guy that I actually personally took care of that had 6 inhalations, just literally pulling a guy out of the tank and got hit with blue fire. And he lost 90 pounds in a month. I mean, he lost weight faster than if he was starving to death. And he died very shortly after. Now, when I wanted to do body organ radiotoxin levels of his of uranium in his tissues, my boss, Major Swinder, threatened me and said, "Deagle, if you test him, he'll be fired or worse." I said, "What's worse?" He said, "How about dead?" I said, "You know what, Swinder? I know you damn well live. So if you want to put your socks on tomorrow morning before I leave tonight, you're going to apologize. And don't threaten me, because I'm not exactly a guy that takes a threat non-seriously. I'm not a guy to push around, okay?" And guess what? He apologized. He realized that Deagle is, if you want to call me nuts, I don't know what you want to call me, but I'm not a pushover, and I'm sure you're not either. Which is one of the reasons why, also, I tell people, you need to know you're not going to hear the information we talk about on any other show on this network or anywhere else. You're going to hear it when you hear me, for example, on the Reds Network, which I'll be on shortly again. You're going to hear it when you hear on Red State Talk Radio with Scott Adams and other people where I raise issues, and my co-broadcasters, and you're going to have your own show, Cody, on my network, which is awesome because it's going to be bulletproof from these idiots trying to knock off social media and access to information, because most people either are uninformed, don't have the classified clearance, or don't have the brains to know what we know, and are brave enough as Christians and believers in the eternal world that we're going to tell the truth right to the last moment of last oxygen molecule leaving your mitochondria. Nobody that I know in this or any other network is as brave as you and me, period. We're in, aren't we? What do you think, Cody? Quite an intro, hey?
Yeah, that's a real intro.
Where, in other words, if you're not a believer and you do God, which is an extra ode to do good, you're not one of God's children, and God doesn't send you to hell. He's not cruel. If you're not one of His, you get destroyed, you get annihilated. It's like the end of a video game, you just press Alt-Delete, it's over. So, eternality is completely different. Now, you can have eternality coexist with the temporality, which is what God's purpose is, that the descendants of mankind in the future after evil is removed will be the bride of the Most High God, spreading out as we travel to different planets, or Titan, the moon around Jupiter, and recolonize Mars, and spread out across the cosmos. We're going to bring the goodness of God, which is eternality and complete knowledge, to the universe. And people like Cody and I are literally forerunners. We've actually been to heaven. We had near-death experiences. I died at birth 8 and a half. I nearly died 5 years ago. And the things that God showed me has shown that there's a convergence of knowledge here. This isn't just like Aries very, I'm crazy, Deagle's crazy. This is classified information. I personally went through hell being an exit examiner for the Alfred P. Murrah building because they found out what I knew because one of the guys broke down and told me in great detail how they had removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX and high explosive cord, and C4 pineapple and C4 on the pillars, which I went over with General Ben Parton on my show years ago. I got threatened and fired with death threats, leaving CECOM with Major Swinder and the board. And I counter-threatened that I want to check a 50,000 letter of reference and don't track me or my buddies, my family, within 500 miles, or I will tell my guys and they'll take you guys out. And there won't be any way to track back to Dr. Deagle. All right? Now, I don't know anybody on this or any other network that's gone to that kind of level of hell, and I'm sure you have, because they tried to kill you right after you went on John B. Wells' show, and again last spring after you were on my show. But the public thinks that they don't know this. Now, I know Donald Trump is a smart guy. He's maybe not as smart as you and I in specific areas, but the guy's a business and communication genius. And he knows damn well these buildings, the World Trade Center Tower, didn't come down on their own. They free fell because they were destroyed from the inside.
Yeah.
The fact is, go ahead.
No, he said something about that in the run-up to the election. I don't remember the exact quote.
I remember his comment, but I don't remember the exact quote, too. But he hinted that he has a very clear, at least suspicion, that when the building fell, the free fell, literally 45%+ of the mass of the building was turned into an atomic vapor, including anything paramagnetic, because concrete, people, and anything paramagnetic turns into a vapor. For example, the plenum chambers that are made of aluminum around the step-down transformers for cell towers inside the building, they were vaporized. Even mirrors on trucks outside the World Trade Center towers, within, I think, a mile or so, those mirrors were blackened because of literally the EMP pulse and the radiation that hit those mirrors actually blew them up, even on fire trucks and other cars. So people need to understand there's tons of evidence. And when I tried to do testing the last time, 2.5 years ago roughly, the lab in Tokyo, Japan, was told by the U.S. State Department, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, okay? So, you know, what evidence more do you need? I have the actual U.S. geological data showing 55 times higher level of tritium in building 6. Not only did we talk about Building 7 where the head of the Port Authority in New York, Silverstein, said we got to pull it. I mean, if you just listen to his own comments, you got to realize that we're heading toward another 9/11 event, but it'll probably be even bigger if we don't realize what happened to 9/11. Now, our president right now could start coming clean on this, but he has to become a scientist like myself and others, like architects and engineers and people like yourself, that the test for 9/11 was Oklahoma City. The same materials were used to actually demolish the Oklahoma City building as it were for 9/11, weren't they?
Yeah, some of them were, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Including, by the way, it may have even been an insert superthermite, by the way. The only people doing research on superthermite explosives were the Israelis. And it was the Israeli Mossad nuclear unit that actually blew up that bomb at that bar in Indonesia years ago. This is before 9/11. They were involved, so they have lots of experience. The Israelis in their battlefield have battlefield nukes that are all micro nukes. You know that, right?
Yeah, I wonder how much relationship DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, does have with the Israeli Mossad.
They're tight as brothers. They're like twin brothers.
Yeah.
And the state of Israel and the state of Saudi Arabia are just proxies for the SAD, the same people that contracted you to blow up the Alfred P. Murrah building. And by the way, the reason why they chose Oklahoma City is because Boren, who's the father-in-law of Ryan, the so-called GOP Speaker of the House, is the one who set up the SAD training facilities in the University of Oklahoma, which is why it was a perfect place. And by the way, the building, the Oklahoma City building, is one of the strongest made buildings in the world. I was told by the munitions experts that they built a construction of the Murrah building like super strong. And they told me that the Khobar Towers, they'd already gone to do a forensic evaluation after it was blown up several years before in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, had 7 times more ANFO. It just blew some windows in. Didn't do any structural damage to the building.
Yeah. So,
exactly. So, Fertilizer Bob is not going to blow up the building and make it turn into a vapor cloud.
No, there's no way that could happen. But if you take 100 nanometer iron oxide and aluminum and put them in nanotechnology, tiny plate-like structures like was found in the World Trade Center dust, you can certainly have, you know, it's like plus 4,000 degrees, and that's sharp enough heat in a short enough time to melt right through those big steel beams.
And well, that's like RDX does that, doesn't it? That's why RDX can be used to cut choice.
Right, yeah, it does, but it's just not quite as high temperature as the nanothermite.
Right, right, but the thing is, you can use it. It would be used mainly to cut the joists because they did simulations of these buildings before they were even made back in the 70s. And World Trade Center Tower, even if a jet of the same kinetic force would just like penetrate like a bug screen, it wouldn't knock the building down, would it?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, guess what? Trump needs to become more Trumpian this next year. He needs to stop talking to the Democrats. Stop talking.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hire a government department to run health care. And welcome back. So I did a lot of talking there. I want to hear your opinions about this stuff, Cody, because I see Trump needs to do, and we have specific directions. I want to arrange for the back channel so we can actually get a chance to either talk or send video clips and so on to Trump. Because we have solutions, don't we? We have straightforward, I don't think, for example, just pulling all the troops from Syria is the problem. I think we have to change what our whole modus is, what we're going to do there in Afghanistan. Mattis wasn't doing the right thing. It was just a whole pattern, spending $68 billion a year and losing territory. It was stupid in Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, they've been in there, what, 18 years now?
And they're not succeeding. On purpose, by the way.
Well, one thing they've succeeded at is getting out the largest opium crops in history.
Well, yeah, and they won't rebuild. For example, in the 1950s, America actually rebuilt the water facilities that was through Afghanistan, so they didn't have dry land farming. They could actually grow their own food. Opium is a dry land crop, so if you're starving, you're going to create opium to buy money so you can buy food made from adjacent countries, like, you know, Pakistan or India or somewhere else. Because you can't grow enough food when you don't have dry land farming, right?
Yeah, I was at the doctor's office last week and talked to one of the Afghani veterans from the U.S. Army that just got back, and he said most of their missions were just guarding the opium crops.
Well, they had a deal with the Taliban. They wouldn't interfere with the Taliban shipping opium either to Russia with crocodile. It's really poor quality stuff that's killing Russians because if you inject it under your eyeballs or in your hands, your fingers will fall off. Here in the West, we get higher quality stuff, but it's killing 70,000 people a day, not just the heroin, but things like the illegal fentanyl coming in from China that if Trump just made a few phone calls, he could shut down the accounts of the Chinese PLA members that are running these drug, basically, interdiction operations against Americans and killing us. They could make a few phone calls and it's over. Just shut down their accounts, just like if you want to shut down G playing games with us with North Korea, shut down the bank accounts of G and his buddies, and you're done.
Yeah, I think last year, 2017, there was like 12,000 metric tons of opium that came out of there. So it's a big money market for the black community.
By the way, there's enough money. In 2017, there was enough illegal fentanyl that was actually interdicted, or actually caught, that would kill every single American. Do you know that?
Wow, I didn't know that.
And all of it originated in in China, and 99% of it came across the border from Mexico. With the help of our intel agencies, because you work with, as a contractor with the NSA and CIA, you know these are the bad boys. They have their own affiliate cartels in Mexico and Central America.
Sure.
I'm sure Trump is well aware of that, isn't he?
Yeah, he probably is. It's hard to know what he's privy to and what he's not. You know, what he's been allowed.
He listens to a lot. I can tell you, there's some evidence I've had. He's listened to my show, and I don't know if his people around him, like Kelly, I think called him the Kelly filter. Maybe the new guy is going to actually allow us to get through to Trump, because if you and I and some of our top people could actually have a 20-minute talk to Trump once a week, the man would be a different man. He would be acting more like a real president. He would do Trumpian things. Don't dialogue at all with the left, or even with the disparate members of his own party. He would just kind of plow right over top of them. In fact, he should start campaigning against members of his own party that won't support him today, before 2020, to get rid of the buggers. Same with the Democrats. They have to realize Democrats don't have a plan for an actual country that exists in the future. They have a plan to destroy America, because the globalists don't want an America. They want to blow. They want a trade zone that covers the trade territory that America used to be. But the country of America won't exist in the Democratic future plan. They don't want a country. Because, you know, one of the chants they sing is no border, what's the border police they want to get rid of? They're saying this. No border, no nation, no USA at all. I mean, they actually chant this. So people should start getting the message. Democrats aren't for a good America that gives, you know, good food to people and good safe water and a safe future. You can walk to school or whatever, not have Taliban or drug cartels or gangs. No, no, no. The Democrats are for destroying America, so it's just a trade zone in the world order. Period. If you don't get that, you don't understand. And the Rhino Republicans are the same, like Ryan, whose father-in-law Boren actually built the facility in Oklahoma City for trading people for the SAD, the Special Activity Division, and the people that are affiliated with in these Big Ten universities and schools that are tied to the globalists. They're all linked together, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you get this, and you're not going to get this, by the way, elsewhere, you're not even going to hear it on Tucker Carlson or Hannity. If they interviewed you or me, they'd get a full mouthful, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to counteract it, because they say, well, you don't know. They go, yeah, I do, actually, unfortunately. I mean, people say, do you really wish you knew all this stuff? No. I said, but God made me strong enough intellectually and spiritually and brave enough to die for him. You know, Jesus died at the cross for us, but guess what? We as Christians have to die to our own fear. We have to die to the will of the world that's threatening us continuously. They tried to kill you twice, but you're still willing to be a Christian and tell the truth, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You have to have one foot in the world and one foot in, you know.
And God has to be first.
The world.
You have to put God before even your wife.
Yeah.
If you don't put God before your wife and family, you know, that's why Jesus even made the comment, you have to put me first, God first, or you can't even be a believer. If you put God first, then God will include your family, he'll include your friends, he'll include those you pray for. But if you don't put God first, there's no way for him to save you or your family or your nation, is there?
It's the only way to stay out of fear.
Yeah, and you have to realize, I remember my guys at Delta Force, they said, hey, Deagle, you're one of us. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we hang from a wire upside down with a 90-pound backpack and a night vision scope, and we kind of run through the mountains and so on and do all kinds of stuff, crazy stuff. He said, you do that by, it was the same level of risk, by the way, by just telling the truth. I said, yeah, I said, I don't have any choice. I mean, you know, when you don't have a relationship with God, the end is annihilation. You don't go to hell. Hell is another anomaly that's taught by the church that's not true. God's not cruel enough to send you to hell for eternity. He destroys you. You cease to exist. Another anomaly is that there's three gods. There's only one. There's only one God. Yeshua Jesus, who was born probably on Sukkot, not Christmas Day, was born in Sukkot. He was actually the Father of the flesh. That's what his name means, Yahashua HaMashiach. Yah, the breath that creates everything. HaMashiach, the kingdom, was the Messiah that dwelt among us. That's his name. He's not another God. He is God. People don't get that, do they?
Some of them do. Some don't.
They get a kind of a gut feeling, but they still believe in this Trinity stuff. I said, look, it's like water. Water can be snow, ice, or vapor. It's still water. Okay.
Right.
That's one way to look at it, so you can understand that. A lot of people who are Christians say, yeah, I understand that. But the Holy Spirit is not God's spirit that's separate. Like, your soul or your will inside your brain, what makes you a real person, is separate from your physical body or your mind. It's just part of you. Right?
Yes, it is.
So, guess what, people? We got an interesting new year coming, and we have some solutions, and we're going to get through to El Honcho, Mr. Donald Trump, who is a wonderful person, is a good candidate, pre-Christian, and we're going to make the man a believer. We are, aren't we? And with your prayers and our will, we will do it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. So, Cody, I'd like to continue with this discussion. 2019, what do you think should happen, that should be done to make our country strong? And also, I don't even like to use the term Christian. I say believer. Believe in the fact that God had to care enough to come to earth as a little baby, probably in Sukkot. It's nice to remember over Christmas. So I still have a Christmas tree in a village and all this stuff. So I'm not a legalist. But I understand it's a secular holiday, not a religious one. There really should be a religious holiday by Christians on Sukkot. Not just Jews would think it's the Day of Tabernacles, because biblical scholars think the birthday of Jesus occurred 6 months exactly opposite of John the Baptist, which would bring to the fall feast. And if it's accurate, it would be to Sukkot or the Feast of Tabernacles, that according to academic experts, is the same birthday of Adam. So God is consistent, isn't he? And he's basically saying, if you follow me, I'll make you have a peaceful world. You don't have want, you don't have law, you don't have war, you don't have pestilence, you don't have eco-catastrophes, you don't have people turning diabetic from electro-pollution and demineralized soil, you don't have a toxic healthcare system that doctors are basically feeding on you like, you know, roadkill. That's what the whole healthcare system is feeding on you like roadkill. I had one of my doctor contacts basically years ago, he was actually working as administrator of a hospital across four states, and he said to me, Deagle, I never met anybody like you, Deagle. You called as it is. I said, yeah. He said, well, I was offering to set up a diabetic program so they wouldn't have amputations, renal failure, or blindness. And the director of the hospital system I work with, which is tied to Health One Columbia now, said, we can't afford to do that because if people don't lose their kidneys and not go blind or need amputations, we're going to lose a lot of money. So they didn't institute the program, and this is just simple things, not even some of the advanced things I have now, like hyperbaric oxygen and antipathogenics and things to improve microcirculation and so on. No. They said they couldn't afford it, so he cried. When they told me about it, he cried on the air. So I want people to understand this. You're not, N-O-T, going to hear this on regular cable television, including even Fox News. You're not going to hear it on any other shows on this network or anywhere else except maybe on Rants. And that'll get into this.
and our co-broadcasters like yourself will tell the truth. But you're not going to hear this anywhere else, are you? You're going to need people to have red lines everywhere, like Michelle Malkin and Ann Coulter, that won't cross the lines and tell you what agencies or what's doing this and that, or the fact that we run the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America to the tune of $2 trillion because we get our cut while they get their cut. And the hospitals and the local, even building homes in Mexico, a lot of them is done by the drug cartels, so the local people aren't going to cross them. They're actually, I have a friend right now that's down in Mexico at a particular town. I'm not going to mention the town, but they're relatives all run the drug cartel, and they're also the supplier of social services and hospitals to the people of the area of Mexico. People don't know this, do they?
No. They're not aware of a lot of this.
And you ever hear this on the news? No, damn it. You're not going to hear it. But you're going to hear it from Deagle, because I have three sources. Really good, on-the-ground, personal, face-to-face, mano-a-mano talks to people that I know. And people that call me after the show and so on, contact me from all over the place. I got classified contacts inside agencies like CENTCOM, Pentagon, etc. You know, believe it or not, I got one engineer in the Pentagon that likes to communicate with me regularly. And I got supernatural. I have like the ancient prophets, the supernatural eyes that God's given me to actually see dreams and visions, to open up my eyes to what's really going on. And like in Vegas, when all three balls have the same number on them, I know I got the truth. Because I got regular open source, classified, and supernatural all telling me the same thing. I know I got it.
Right, yeah, it's like the science or psychic intelligence from the supernatural cross-correlates the other human or human intelligence.
Right, well, before I wrote Clay and Iron, which I did in my concrete basement floor, and I, being Roman Catholic, I never studied the Bible, okay? But I was an older boy and treating Mass up to 14 when I got attacked by the priest in the vestment room. But when I became a Christian, I started reading the Bible diligently. But God told me audibly when I wrote Clay and Iron face down on my concrete over a couple of days, when people think you're so smart and you know Hebrew and Greek and you can say all kinds of statements like the prayer we did at the Elysium prayers even drill site on Sukkot back in 1999 with Fico, the oil engineer for Ariel Sharon at the solstice end of the Dead Sea, tell them you didn't even know where the book of Isaiah was, Deagle. Tell them you were completely ignorant. You didn't have the knowledge of even the average Bible Christian. But God would speak to me and tell me stuff so that when I know things like the time clock that God's going to use, which is the time clock of Sukkot to Yom Teruha, which is the Feast of the Trumpets, and the cutting off of the sacrifice in Yom Kippur. When it started, this is my book, Lane Aaron, that goes back to the early 90s, that I traveled around the country and donated 156,000 copies of the book to the Prophecy Club and 147,000 copies of my other book, Abortion to Armageddon, to why abortion and the murder of the unborn, including birth control pill and planned on parenthood, etc., and government policies to reduce the human population, like the World Watch Institute, the Bilderbergers and all these global agencies, including Barack Obama and even this freaking Pope. These people all met in 2016 before the election and planned all this stuff out. They actually use public documents. You can't, it's not even open to argument. You just have to read. It's just there. And they say, well, you're a nut, Deagle. I say, you know, give it up, okay? I'm a nut. Okay, you want to come put me off in the corner, but how about you just read and then afterward weep and decide that maybe Deagle's not a nut. I actually am a good big brother and I'm willing to die for the truth. How about that? You're not going to hear that from any other host on this network or elsewhere, are you?
No.
No, you're not. You're not going to meet anybody braver than Deagle on Earth or yourself, because you and I are real believers. We've seen the other side. We know the Most High God's in control. He's nervous, not nervous, and he's on the throne. And there's no such thing as past, present, or future to God. God is everywhere now. God knows everything. He knows every photon that allows you to actually have a breath in your mind and right now. He knows everything that ever existed or ever will exist. God is omniscient. And the damn devil is trying to ape that with 5G networks and supercomputers and the Virtual World Project, which I got introduced to, the Fermi Node at Sri Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado. People say, well, how did you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I'm not a normal person. I have both natural and supernatural gifts that God's given me, not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not wonderful. I'm a social idiot, okay? My wife says it all the time, Bill, you don't know when to shut up. Even to overtalk my guests like you. But people need to know I'm sincere, damn it. So I want you to say, what do you think is going to happen 2019 and beyond, as we head toward 2020, because we need to convert Donald Trump to become not a high-level, white-hat, good-doing, patriotic, American president, to become a real-life Christian boy. He needs to become a Christian, doesn't he?
Well, You know, I think a lot of it depends on the Federal Reserve, and if they raise the interest rates again, if they raise the interest rates, you know, enough, they can crash the economy, and then most Americans, of course, will blame that on Donald Trump. They did that same kind of thing to Hoover back in the run-up to the Great Depression on Black Tuesday, 1929, and he was a Republican. And so the Federal Reserve has an immense amount of power, and if we don't rein them in and do something to take the power back, coin and money, government.
Well, there's three things that can be done. The first thing is we need to lobby Trump by sending letters through his website, like his Twitter feed and so on, to say, hey, pull this Fed Reserve guy, because they keep on saying the economy is strong, the economy is strong, the economy is strong, including this new White House director. No, it's not strong. If you keep on raising interest rates eight times in the past 2 years under this current guy has gone crazy, you're going to kill the economy. I mean, the stock market's gone up today. I think the message was it went up about almost 1,100 points.
Wow.
1,086. Dow has gone up. But they almost killed it. And they, of course, it's only because they know that Trump is watching it on watch. And Trump's got a lot of cards. He's got the FISA documents he can release. He can fire this guy for the Fed Reserve. He's already, when he gives a warning, like, I don't like what this guy is doing publicly in his Twitter feed, the Fed, the guy that runs the Fed and keeps on raising interest rates, his days are numbered. Just like he gave messages over the last 6 months that the days of numbered of General Mattis were numbered. Because Mattis is a globalist. He didn't want to stop the global foolishness going on in Afghanistan. He's a globalist. Just like there's people around him, including John Lightning Bolt, a couple, and the past director that was our nominee for the United Nations. These people have globalism. It doesn't matter if you call them Republican or Democrat. They believe in a new world order where America is just another territory in their global game. They don't care about American sovereignty or good economy or safety or anything. They just want a globalist control freak system. Right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. So pray for us that we get all the little tech details worked out to how we connect with our guests and callers. And pray that we can work out something with Genesis so we can continue sending this show signal to them, because the more people that listen, the more people that pray for Trump and actually do something. But we're going to be in control of our own future. We're going to have a stream network where we're going to send a signal, hopefully, to everybody. We'll have potentially four networks, Genesis, Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio, and Rents Network. We're marketing to thousands of radio stations. We're going to be in every platform from Alexa, Amazon Alexa, to Stitcher, Streamer, Daily Motion, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Plus, and of course, all of our shows are archived, including our core broadcasters like show like yours over at Blueberry. And we want to get the message out. And we also want people to call. In fact, if you want to call me, Dr. Deagle, you can call even my Skype number. Even now, it's available. Let me see if I've got it here, if I can pull up my Skype number. I think I gave it to you earlier, didn't I? So I look at my settings here. My Skype number, let's see if I have it. Skype number 760-748-4416. And it's easier to get there than my GCN number because nobody seems to call there, 877-317-6432. My Skype number, you can call even during the show, either now or after we start our stream broadcasting, And there's a way also of going to DigiGrab Blue. We're going to have a link on our main website, NutriMedical. You hit that link on your computer or your iPhone, pop it open, hit the little green phone, and you can start talking. But this phone number, you just call, even now, 760-748-4416, and then text me what you're going to say in your question first, please, before I make you go live. But if you do, I can put you on the air. And I want people to realize, I'm not going to bite. If I do, I had my radio distemper shot. Don't do ad hominem attacks on me or anyone else, unless they're deserved, and I'll validate if I can, if they deserve to be attacked. But a lot of people are partially controlled or completely controlled, or they're narcissistic, or they really don't have the information or the intelligence to understand what they're dealing with, which is disturbing because what are they doing? They're confusing the public, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we don't have time for confusion. That's why one of the things God told me when I wrote Clay and Iron, God says, as Moses was, you are. And as Aaron's rod was, clay and iron shall be. People need to know, people like yourself that are called, you're not just Cody Snodgrass, munitions contract officer and chemical genius. No. You're Cody Snodgrass, son of the Most High God, a prophet and an apostle at the time of the end. Just like I am. I'm not just a normal garden variety Christian. I mean, I'm a knucklehead, and if I do evil, God will destroy me just as quick as it'll destroy anybody else. So I have to persist, like Paul says, to the time of restitution where I can't do any more evil because I'm not alive. Right?
So yeah, the thing we all need to do now is just stay connected to divine source.
Exactly.
And then let that light and that energy come through us and then manifest it here on the earth, whatever mode that we're doing.
Exactly. So what I want people to understand here is that we need your prayers. We need your questions. We want you to ask good questions. You know, how can we solve our healthcare problem? I have a solution. How can we solve our environmental problem? How do we stop all these earthquakes all over the planet that are killing people, like in Indonesia over the Christmas holiday? They had a 70-foot wave, killed a lot of people. I think 400 now is a count. They should have had buoys out in the ocean. It should be a national or international project. They should have had warning that these volcanoes are going to happen. They should have barriers to prevent tsunamis of 60 or 70 feet. And don't knock down the berm like they did in Fukushima Daiichi so that the tsunami could have hit those reactors. The city just 20 miles up the road didn't knock down the berm, and those city and those people there didn't get hurt at all from that tsunami that was happened. And we don't know if it was either a natural tsunami or an artificial tsunami that hit Fukushima, because I have some evidence, although it's not confirmatory, that it may have been artificial, set up by nukes off in the ocean floor. So, you know, just like, don't make comments, for example, like I heard when Alex saying, well, at Sandy Hook, there was no kids died, you know, when he had Jim Fetcher on. Look, I like to see the forensic reports, just like, for example, when they said there was nobody, Fetcher recently stated there was nobody that killed in Las Vegas about a year ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a lie. I have comments from actual people in Vegas where you know people who died. They have no problem killing people like 9/11. They killed, nearly 3,000 people? Now, if everybody was in the mall or the two towers, they would have killed around 25,000 to 30,000. So a lot of people let go, and even my wife's first cousin, who was an Amex trader in the tower, and her husband were told not to be in the building. So in the Odigo, there wasn't one person in the building from Odigo, which is the messaging company from Israel. So if everybody was in the damn buildings and the mall, it would have been 25,000 to 30,000 dead, not 3,000. So a lot of people got warned, don't be in the building today. It's bad. Right?
Yes, the same thing happened in the Murrah building of Oklahoma City.
Right, they told not to be there, even though they had like 168 kids in the building because people dropped off their kid not realizing they weren't going to pick up their kid. They're going to pick body parts up afterward if there was anything left.
Yeah, that was part of the PSYOP.
Part of the PSYOP. So they have no problem. So don't make the statement. I'm a forensic investigator. I do medical, legal, and forensic investigations still now. Medical, legal, and every specialty. And I can tell you, don't assume something unless you get proof for it. I got enough proof about 9/11 to know that whether it's super thermite or RDX and high explosive micro nukes and so on, those buildings were demolished. I have proof that our drug cartels are run by our Special Activities Division, the 17th Division, even Hillary Clinton alludes to, of our intel agencies. I know our government's both very good and very evil. We are the best and worst nation on earth right now, aren't we? Both the best and the worst.
The light and the dark.
Right. We have most freedom to speak the truth here. If I said many of the things I said in this three-hour show that I've been doing with you, I'd already be going to jail with an RCMP officer tagging or grabbing, cuffing me with my hands behind my back, heading off to jail. Do you know that in Canada? With the comments I'd already made this 3 hours, I'd already be going to jail in Canada or Europe. And if I disrespected Muhammad or Islam and even told the truth about the Hadith and even quoted it in Arabic, they would be so mad that I actually quoted it accurately that they would actually be sending me to jail or sanction me or sending me to jail with a lot of Muslims who try to kill me in jail. Like this guy, Tommy Jones, I think is what his name in Britain, where they sent him to jail with a lot of Muslims that were going to try to kill him. Robinson, that's his name, Tommy Robinson. Remember that?
No, I don't know about him.
Yeah, it was a young fellow that was exposing the fact that Muslims were doing, anal sex to young boys and so on, which, by the way, in Afghanistan is considered okay. Anal sex in prepubertal boys is okay. You're kidding. And even our soldiers are told, don't bother these Afghan guys and Pakistanis that actually have kids chained to beds, use their sex objects at night when they're screaming their head off. Did you know that?
Wow.
Our military people are told, don't raise hell with these guys, even though they're abusing little prepubertal boys as their sex objects. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. I say, you know what? You're uninformed, but get informed by listening to the show. Whether it's your health, take control. Don't be diabetic. Don't go and have a stroke. Don't go and take a blood thinning agent. Don't let the doctors give you chemo and radiation. Don't believe stupid stuff that's going to kill your health or kill your country. Don't vote Democrat, for God's sake, and don't vote for Rhino Republicans like Ryan. Ryan should cease to be in any political life or lobbying for anything. Or the musical chairs lobbyists get from going in and out of government to major corporations in the district or criminals doing stuff. Or making deals with countries and bad oligarchs from Russia or bad Chinese PLA billionaires that are making dirty deals behind our back with their own people selling us out, right?
Yeah.
Guaranteed, all this stuff's happening. People say, why is evil? Why is America evil? If you go to the one Liberty Tower and you go and see the other two towers, the shadows of Tower 1 and 2, they're in the same star system as the Belt of Orion. The luciferic, transdimensional, exopolitical monsters from the star system Orion were the Nephilim that came here tens of thousands of years ago, that were prophesied in the Bible, that polluted the genetics of mankind, so only Noah and his family were free of genetic alteration. Did you know that? He was perfect in his generation, so were his three sons and their wives. He was a wine bibber. He is an Elkie. He wasn't perfect. Noah listened to God's instructions, but he was a boozer. It's because he wasn't genetically altered. God had to destroy the genetically altered mankind that had demon seed in them. That's why he killed them in Noah. He killed men, women, and children, and animals, everything, didn't he? God is the creator, and he is also the destroyer, not the devil. The devil is the perverter. He is not the destroyer. The destroyer is God, isn't he?
Yeah, well, the devil and Satan are the great deceivers.
He's the great deceiver and the great perverter. Only God can create and destroy. Stay on God's side. For 2017, 2019, and 2020 and beyond, worship the Most High, walk in His ways, read your Bible, listen to this show, pray hard, face down, not on your knees. Realize, pray for this ministry and the people we have as pro broadcasters, that we walk with God and we don't deviate, because we all have the risk of danger. We fall away, we get destroyed too. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll do some more tests to see if we're broadcasting through our stream pretty soon, and sending a stream signal over to Genesis and all our other networks. Listen, the archives will be over on our Deagle-Network tonight. And all our other networks are sending over the stream as well, all the audio files. But soon, we'll broadcast directly, and you get the links on our site.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.